I think the day after is more likely.
I have a terrible feeling, Jake said. It's not being afraid, exactly.
Do you think they're going to beat us, hon? Susanna asked. She put a hand on Jake's neck and looked into his face. She had come to respect his feelings. She sometimes wondered how much of what he was now had to do with the creature he'd faced to get here. The thing in the house on Dutch Hill. No robot there, no rusty old clockwork toy. The doorkeeper had been a genuine leftover of the Prim. You smell a whoopin' in the wind?
That it? I don't think so, Jake said. I don't know what it is. I've only felt something like it once, and that was just before...
Just before what? Susanna asked, but before Jake had a chance to reply, Eddie broke in. Roland was glad. Just before I fell. That was how Jake had meant to finish. Just before Roland let me fall.
Holy shit, come here, you guys, you gotta see this.
Eddie had pulled away the mover's pad and revealed a motorized vehicle that looked like a cross between an ATV and a gigantic tricycle. The tires were wide balloon jobs with deep zigzag treads. The controls were all on the handlebars, and there was a playing card propped on the rudimentary dashboard. Roland knew what it was even before Eddie plucked it up between two fingers and turned it over. The card showed a woman with a shawl over her head at a spinning wheel. It was the Lady of Shadows.
"Looks like our pal Ted left you a ride, Sugarbee," Eddie said.
Susanna had hurried over at her rapid crawl. Now she lifted her arms.
"Boost me up, boost me, Eddie."
He did, and when she was in the saddle, holding handlebars instead of reins, the vehicle looked made for her. Susanna thumbed a red button, and the engine thrummed to life, so low you could barely hear it. Electricity, not gasoline, Eddie was quite sure, like a golf cart, but probably a lot faster.